Just so you know, this episode is about buying me a Christmas shoe. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Restroom Podcast. I'm Oyekosola, your host, and we're back again. So it's been a while. I didn't upload anything last week because I lost creative juice, to be honest. I didn't really know what to talk about, or maybe I didn't know what to talk about, but I just couldn't talk about it at this point. I don't even know which the answer is, but I didn't upload anything. But this week, you know, we're here and we're back again. How my week was, nothing much, which is even the reason why I feel like I'm doing this podcast, to be honest, or this particular episode, to be honest, because this is December. Like, this is December. December, I knew growing up would be fun, this banger here and there. You know, people are already selling chicken. Your mom is using broom to measure your leg. She's asking you to go and bring your old last year's Christmas clothes, checking the size. She's measuring you to be sure that, you know, you've not gained weight. And one Saturday morning, she has left the house at 6 a.m. to go to a co-market to go and shop for fits for you. But that has not been happening. I don't know. Like, and I'm not even talking about this year alone. That has not been happening for like a couple of years now. And I'm wondering, maybe it's because I'm over 18 now. I'm not going to divulge my age. I'm just over 18. I can be 19. You know, this audio on Instagram, this, I can be brown, I can be yellow, I can be violet, something. I can be 18, I can be 19, I can be anything that I claim I am. So, I'm over 18. So, maybe now, I'm not responsible for my own, this most wonderful time of the year. I'm responsible for making it a wonderful time of the year. Before, the onus was not on me, it was on my parents. Somebody would go and shop for me, come back with bangles and all this cute stuff, buy balloons, you know, light the tree. But now, it's on me. If I say that I want to have a fun Christmas, I have to put in all the effort and energy to make the fun Christmas fun. And then too, I wasn't spending my money. Somebody was spending money on top of my head, which has always been the dream. But now, that is kind of sort of not the case. I don't know if it's like growing up, like now that you're grown, you know, most of the responsibility of just having like a fun time is on you, or if it's just that, you know, global warming is also part of the reason why Christmas is not fun. Global warming, recession, all the things that is happening around the world is part of the reason why with each year as I've grown, Christmas have become less fun. We'll go to, you know, AIT, some children will be saying Happy Christmas, Merry New Year, one mag big baggy. They'll be mixing the greetings. You hear some children, they'll come on TV and be embarrassing their family. You know that this one, you are not going to a good school. Your parents are, okay, that doesn't sound nice. But at least, you know, people will come out, you see children, will be saying, all those things used to be fun. It was part of the old Christmas. You see that I'll be laughing at children that will come outside and come and embarrass their family and be saying funny things. But that's not happening these days. It's not happening these days. There's no more free party again. If I growing up, it might, like, because I don't follow my mom to a church again, so her church, then, people used to throw Christmas parties. So, you know, that kind of, if not because now that I'm grown now, if it was there, my Google calendar would have been booked and busy. 25th, it's just at my house, we didn't used to go out, like we used to do Christmas was for family, so we'll stay at home, and you know, but there was party 26th, 25th, 27th, on the 1st, like back to back. When they say back to back to back, that was the definition of back to back to back. This one will kill Rama. This thing will not be picky. We'll be like, who are the people that will serve small chops? Who are the people that will, you know, will grill a whole goat, a whole ram? You'll not be picky and be, you know, because you will not have taste, because there are options. But nobody's doing that again. People are not really doing. I mean, you people are doing, I don't know about it. That's also an important part that maybe people are doing. I'm not aware. So which if you are doing, please invite me. But it's so sad and disheartening that, you know, with each year, I don't know if the most wonderful time of the year is actually really the most wonderful time of the year. You know, and I know it's not a competition in any way, like, you know, this is not a competition, but at least left to me then, I feel like Christmas used to bank down Salah. But it's like this year, or like with years that come, it's like Salah is banging that Christmas. Christmas is just, for some people, it's like, oh, I got leave off work. Not like, you know, that kind of, well, don't let me say leave, Sha, but like, I got like compulsory holiday off work. You know, I don't know again. And it's so funny because this is also the time that, you know, almost everybody's at home at the same time, you quote, like, okay, you know, people will travel home and your cousins are around. Cousins are not coming to visit. Or, like I said, maybe it's just because, I don't know, maybe it's the growing up too, because, you know, before when you were younger, cousins would come over and, you know, stay and y'all will play and all that cute stuff. But your cousins are grown now, so nobody is bringing their bags to come and sleep on your bed or any of all those stuff. So probably that also, you know, dampens the whole vibe. And I think the funnier thing is even the fact that people abroad, like I know a couple of people that no longer stay in Nigeria, right? They're like, oh my God, Christmas, I miss Nigeria at this point. You'd have been seen. I'm like, me that time, yeah, I'm not seeing anything. So I don't know. Maybe it is your nostalgia that is painting a picture. You know, that you've so magnified this in your heart and you're like, oh my, if I was in Lagos right now, it would be banging. My dear, me that I'm in Lagos, I'm not hearing any bang. Instead of gain, nothing is making a sound. I went out today and normally I feel like by this time I should be seeing lights everywhere. I'm just seeing a couple of lights, just, you know, sprinkles of lights. The lights is supposed to be blinding already. I'm supposed to be wearing sun shades already, but none of that is happening. And maybe it's the side that I'm staying in, because I also know that I don't think it's the side I'm staying, because also, you know, by this time of the year as well, people that stay outside Nigeria, they'll come back by this period. But everybody's complaining that flight ticket is just ridiculous. Cool, not like cool worth it, but you know, nobody wants to go back broke. January is a very long month. I'm born January, even me say, I will attest to the fact that it's a very long month and nobody wants to go back broke. So everybody's just like, is it worth it, this temporal pleasure? This coming to Lagos to just come and shake bomb up, this temporal pleasure, is it worth it? You compare the price, God knows how much thousands of dollars are, like, concert in Lagos. Thousands of dollars, concert in Lagos. Loudspeaker in my room, concert in Lagos. Yeah, like, loudspeaker in my room wins. Loudspeaker in my room wins anytime, any day, over thousands of dollars. I really don't know for all these abroad people, because I think they're the ones that are much more hyped about it, like, coming back to Lagos for December. And you know, just vibing and all. Even all the shows that they used to do, that you already be hearing back to back to back, this person is doing, that person is doing, this person is doing that. I'm not seeing as much lineup. I mean, I'm comparing it with last year. Last year was tight. Like, I feel like last year was tight. I even had options, but I could not go. But last year was so tight. But this year, I'm not feeling the. It's not. I know we all like to blame it on Buhari. It will still collect, because yes, we'll always blame it on him. But I don't know. Maybe it's also this whole growing up thing that is just, you know, maybe because we've done Christmas as a child. Well, I've done Christmas as a child a number of times. I'm like, okay, it's just another regular day. And you know the way they say, the older you grow, the higher the tendency it is for you to lose your joy. So things like this that just used to, you know, that used to excite you. That used to excite you before, you know, they no longer really do excite you as much. And I also feel like money is equally very important. Money is very important. This one, that money is it's very easy to come by. Don't let me say another thing. Has also made people consider if it's truly, truly, absolutely, really, 100% necessarily worth it to do all the celebrations and all. But if, just in case, you know, Christmas is banking on your end, you can always give me a call and always invite me out. In fact, I will be shocked. I'll be so shocked that I'll really want to witness it. So compared to the time that I'm like, I won't be able to make it, this time I'll be able to make it. I promise. I guarantee that I'm going to be able to make it, because it's going to be shocking that you have this much tight lineup during this period where almost everybody is. Well, that's one another thing too. I should not learn to categorize, because I've learned that it's not touching everybody. That thing that they're like, oh, it touch a lot of us. Is it like just the score people use when they're trying to bargain? Maybe you're trying to buy a bag for like less than the price. You're like, ah, my sister, I touch everybody. It does not touch everybody. It doesn't touch everybody. So people are selling tickets for 70k. And me and you that have all complained and shouted all know that it's the same. Some people that have equally shouted that will still go and buy the ticket. So it's not touching everybody. If it is not touching you, I've been saying it since, so that you know that I'm serious. I've been saying it for like 2 months now, back to back, that if you have plans for December, reach out to me. And I think I have to hammer it now that December is December'd, that actually if you have plans, reach out to me. By the way, I feel like this is my first episode this month. So happy new month, guys. Happy new month as well. So let's all wrap everything in one. Happy new month. And importantly, if you have anything for December, be your company's party, end of the year party. If it's a party that will bang, not the one. And in fact, now that I mentioned this whole company party, I was talking to my sister, Bisola, and she mentioned something. She was talking to somebody as well. And she was like, oh, your company's end of the year party. So, and the guy was like, oh, it's like they're not going to do that. They've reached out to management that they're trying to let them know that instead of them to throw party, they should share the budget for the party and add it to their bonus. So please, you people should not do that. Some people look forward to the champagnes and the chops and the caviars and the little, you know, finger foods that you people share at this party. That's the highlight of some of all these things. So if people are scrapping it and you are deciding to go with the money instead, nobody's gonna be doing parties. There was even one, I think I saw somebody that I know, I think they did like, you know, end of the year something, and all, you know, they invited one, they call, you know, people. Some people can't go for concerts. They can't go for concerts, so they know that, okay, Shiwandiko is coming to perform for you people, or whoever is coming to perform for you people, this is what I'm going to use to old body for this December period. Then maybe I may see a movie or two, sit down with my hours, because first off, fuel is scarce and Bolt and Uber likes to move miles during this period with their prices. So at the end of the day, that is going to be like one of the highlights of their December. But you guys are trying to strip that. I'm trying to strip that from people like me that have been is Yoruba that's coming to my mind, and Bekeleing. I've put my hope on things like this, that okay, you know, somebody's end of the year party, I'll be there plus one. But now you people want to go on with the budget of the, why you want to go on with the money? I don't know. Don't trust Nigerians. I don't trust Nigerians, and it's because of things like this that I don't used to trust Nigerians. And that's the sad thing. If they should agree 1 year like this, that's how it is that everybody will just go up with it. Like, you know, they're like, you know what, we don't do end of the year parties, rather we just share the money and everybody goes home and goes to go and blow balloon in their various compounds. That's the thing. If they should agree now, that's how it's going to want to continually be, because everybody will be looking forward to the extra, whatever the money that was designated is. Maybe at least 100k will reach somebody to 200, you know, depending on how buoyant the budget used to be. I just want somebody to take my measurement and buy a shoe for me. Maybe that's the point of this episode. Because I've noticed that there's always one weird reason. I just want somebody to just, you know, just take my measurement and buy a shoe for me. Dress, well, I don't mind. But I think that shoe is very important. I just want somebody to, you know, just be like, oh, size will, then, you know, go out and go and get me some nice pair of shoes. Well, these days, I don't even mind. We can both pick the shoes together. You don't have to go out. You don't have to stress. Fuel is expensive, so we can both pick a size online only from a vendor that I choose or deem fit. I come to realize that, yeah, that's the point of today's episode. I just want somebody to buy a shoe for me. It's not hard. It's not always hard. It's not always hard. There's always a point, and I feel like this is the point of it. But, you know, if you're having Christmas at your area or you're throwing a party, I'm going to be saying it, to reiterating it at every opportunity that I get in this episode. Please invite me. Thank you very much. Today's episode is a minisode, and we're done, guys. That's a wrap. I believe we have like one more, two more episodes, because I know that once Christmas comes, I don't even think that I want to think about recording them, you know, like. So maybe one more, two more, and I'm going to be done till next year, January sometime. So yeah, up until then, like, share, rate, subscribe, all the things that I used to beg you people to do. People have not been liking or sharing or rating because I've been checking the analytics and it's not looking like what it used to be at the beginning. So please like, share, rate, except you think I talk too much, which is actually the point of the podcast. Like, I feel like y'all should know that I talk too much already. If you don't have energy to talk, you won't be doing something like this. But I talk too much, so that's the point. And yeah, like, share it, subscribe, or the drill. Until the next episode or minisode or whatever I decide to do. And hasta la vie.